Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 18th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. A new director from China's National Development and Reform Commission, as well as 13 other government bodies, said that authorities would provide guidance to food delivery platforms to lower restaurant fees. The directive also said these platforms should give preferential discounts to food vendors in cities impacted by COVID outbreaks. Intel announced its Arc GPUs are still set to arrive in laptops this quarter, with desktop cards available in Q2 and workstations in Q3. Intel also announced a cloud service called Project Endgame that will let customers access Arc GPUs remotely. It didn't give details on the service, but said it would arrive later this year. And Intel said third-gen Arc GPUs, codenamed Celestial, will address ultra-enthusiast segments for head-to-head competition with AMD and NVIDIA. Baidu launched a self-driving taxi service in downtown Shenzhen. The vehicles still require human safety drivers. Baidu set up 50 pickup and drop-off locations for the service in the city, and rides can be hailed with the Apollo Go app. Baidu launched autonomous taxis in other cities previously, but this is the first in a densely populated downtown area. The company plans to extend service to 65 cities by 2025. The office of the U.S. Trade Representative added WeChat and AliExpress to its notorious markets list, which identifies platforms that facilitate substantial trademark counterfeiting or copyright piracy. Other Chinese companies remaining on the list include Pinduoduo, Taobao, Baidu's cloud service, and DHgate.com. The list doesn't carry sanctions. It's meant instead to increase public awareness and enforcement efforts by the listed companies. Protocol sources say Qualcomm plans to add support for decoding the AV1 open video codec in its upcoming flagship Snapdragon SoC, expected to be in phones by 2023. Samsung, MediaTek, and Broadcom launched or announced chips with AV1 decode support already. YouTube published possible ways to further tackle misinformation under consideration. The platform already limits views on videos considered borderline under its misinformation policy. YouTube may disable the share button on these videos or break external links to them. Other items under consideration include warning label pre-rolls, working with NGOs and local experts on regional issues, and adding labels to fast-developing topics. If you watched the Super Bowl, you saw a ton of crypto ads. Sensor Tower found that installs for Coinbase, eToro, and FTX grew a collective 279% week over week on February 13th, the day of the Super Bowl. Coinbase led all crypto apps, with installs up 309%. Yahoo Finance's sources say President Biden could issue an executive order directing federal agencies to develop a strategy to regulate digital assets. The order could come as early as next week and would involve a study of cryptocurrencies and central bank digital currency, including considering measures to protect consumers, investors, and businesses. Universal Music Group announced a partnership with the NFT platform Curio to develop NFT collections for its labels and artists. Curio will sell these licensed NFTs starting in March. According to Universal's VP of Digital Strategy, Michael Nash, collectible NFTs could provide a way to have ownership on top of access. Roku beat analyst estimates in Q4, earning 17 cents per share, but revenue missed at $865.3 million. Revenue grew 33% in the year, the second consecutive quarter of slowing growth. Active accounts grew 17% in the year to 60.1 million. Platform revenue, including advertising, increased 49% in the year to $703.6 million. Peloton launched its Lane Break game to users in the US, UK, Canada, Germany, and Australia. It's been in beta since July. The game doesn't offer a traditional instructor. Rather, it lets riders take part in a virtual race with extra points for things like higher output and resistance levels. Meta confirmed that its Horizon Worlds VR and Horizon Venues platforms increased their monthly user bases 10 times since launching in December, up to 300,000 across both apps. This doesn't include the VR conferencing Horizon Workrooms app. Earlier this week, Meta said 10,000 separate worlds have been built in Horizon Worlds. Twitter began rolling out pinned DMs to all users on Android, iOS, and the web. Pinned DMs were previously only available to Twitter Blue subscribers. Snap announced that Snapchat users will be able to change usernames as of February 23rd. Usernames can be changed once a year. Snap also announced a new live location feature, letting users share real-time location data with trusted friends and family. Location can be shared for between 15 minutes and 8 hours at a time, and must be shared on a friend-by-friend basis. This builds off of Snap Map, which showed approximate location and only updated when the app was open. And finally, the latest dev channel build of Windows 11 Pro now requires an internet connection and Microsoft account during initial setup. Windows 11 Home Edition already requires this. Windows 11 Pro production builds let you create a local user offline. The change won't impact existing installs. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.